Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. And the game?
Dogs on top.
And I'm going to shine, homie.
It'd be me.
Last week, Jeff shared his list with us of athletes he hated. It was great.
Yeah.
Today we got Landfill's top nine athletes he hated. Number one on the list, Aaron Rodgers. Number two, Tiki Barber. Trot Nixon made an appearance. We're giving you guys a chance. Who you mad at? Who you hate? Let's go to JR the Hater from Boston. JR, who do you hate?
Listen, you're the one who gave me that title last week, so I figured
I mean, you're kind of a hater, dude. This is a good segment for you.
I do. I own it. So, obviously, born and raised, even though I haven't lived in D.C. for 25 years, I'm still a homer. Anyone wearing a Cowboys uniform, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, especially those guys back in the day, took so many. Nowadays, it's more of like all the times that Crosby took away wins from the Capitals. But, like, I know you guys call me a hater, but you guys have to admit the Capitals proved my points right over the weekend. And they might be, like, my number one like people that I hate right now. When you think about it, now, Brian, would you say that you played perfectly when I was watching you growing up?
No.
No, exactly. But I would say that you played hard. You played smart. Carberry used the exact same words I did last week to you guys. He wanted his team to play hard and disciplined. You had over 1,700 touches, punt returns, kickoff returns, rushing and receiving times, and you only fumbled the ball 46 times, less than 3%. I don't want my teams to play perfect. I want them to play hard and smart slash disciplined. If the Caps don't reach the third or fourth round, the biggest team I'm going to hate are the Capitals as a whole because they are their worst enemy. The only team that can beat the Capitals right now in the East is the Capitals.
Can I? All right, my turn, JR.
All right, go ahead.
The team you hate the most right now has already locked up first place in the Eastern Conference and the one seed. Should we maybe try to find a happy medium here?
Well, no. I agree, but my point is they can...
We've heard your point.
Two heads.
We've heard it. We've heard it. You are heard, sir. Thank you for the call, JR the Hater from Boston.
I kind of like don't want him to be like the president's cup and all that stuff. I want him to do all that because every time they do it, they don't go nowhere.
They're not going to win it, I don't think.
And I'm good. I'm happy with that. JR wanted to win all that.
JR wants him to go undefeated. Hank is in Brandywine. Hank, who you hate?
Hey, man. I hate to say hate, but I being a PG boy, South PG, I don't watch much pro ball anymore. I don't like how the game is. But Kevin Durant just seemed like a whiny person. just to be from PG. Hey, Gwynn Park won 10 state champions in 20 years. I played on the playground with him. I could have been a bench warmer there. He just seemed like a big whiner.
Damn.
So I'm throwing that at Kevin Durant.
Hometown guy. Don't care, huh?
What's that?
Just hating on the hometown guy. I mean,
I hate on him, man. He just seemed like he whines and jumps teams. He just don't have the loyalty and the.
Him because he never came here. I didn't think it was just about all the other.
No,
stuff.
I didn't say you said anything. I said he's a whiner. I grew up playing on the playgrounds, and Gwynn Park was the baddest Penn State championships in 20 years. He just don't sound like seem like the PG people I play ball with.
All right, so Jeff, our guy Jeff Tufani, Jeff Walker, is a proud product of Prince George's County. Our friend Hank and Brandywine says Durant just doesn't seem like a PG guy, and he can't stand him.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's strong words.
Hank.
I'm just saying, he just seems like a whiner.
Hank, one, everybody whined. Do you know who Terrell Owens was? Everybody whined. He was a whiner. It doesn't matter where you're from. But my boy made the smartest business decision in his career. Did his thing. Yo, how can you say Kevin Durant whined? Everybody come for KD on the internet. And you know what he say? Y'all broke. I ain't even paying attention to y'all. Like, just don't hate on our boy.
Money ain't the beginning end. You ain't taking none of it with you, brother.
Bruh, but
anyway, that's all. We all got opinions like what Brian said about Stephen
I'm a homer. I love my hometown guys.
That's cool. I was rooting for him, but it just seemed as time went on, I'm like, damn, I don't know. It's just the younger generation.
So hold on. Do you feel as though LeBron James cry more than Kevin Durant?
Oh, he does some whining. He's the baddest.
All right.
And KD don't back it up.
Thank you, Hank.
He ain't Michael Jordan, but he's the baddest. But
thank
hey,
you,
I'm with Brian. That Stephen A. I think I know what the A stands for. Y'all
have to get that. Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
All right. But you know what's funny is these people call in and they hate something specifically, and then as they continue, you realize who they root for and why they hate the person. Like for me, I hated Michael Irvin when I was a kid. I remember when Daryl Green played through a broken arm in 92, and Irvin said he was going to torch him, and then Daryl shut him down the following game. Like, that was one of the happiest non-playoff games of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Zeke in Southeast.
What up, Zeke?
Zeke, who you hate?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, will y'all let the people hate who they want to hate? You don't have to agree with it. Hey,
if they hate, let them hate and watch the money pile up. Go ahead.
I know that's right. Well, I have 159 that I hate.
159 people?
Right. Yeah, they're called the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Giants.
Oh,
okay. All right, cool.
That's it.
I thought you were about to say the whole name.
Nah, I hate anybody in the way of us getting that championship.
I'm with that, brother.
But growing up, I hated Lawrence Taylor. He was a good player, but when he broke Joe Theismann's leg, I said, okay. I started hating him from that point on. He was one of the guys that I feared him because he killed us every time he played. But when he broke the leg, man, that was it for me. So I've been a hater ever since. That's why.
Yeah. I see the play all the time.
Thank you, Zeke.
And I see he was more hurt than anybody in the play. So I don't think it was a purposely done thing.
I don't think you could. What happened to him, you couldn't purposely do.
Yeah.
Like that. That is – some point, it's the universe, man.
And you watch, man, and he started jumping up and down, like, get over
right,
here.
Right.
And if he was like, I never hated him.
Right.
I tell you one thing, I respect the hell out of him on the field.
Dude can play.
Like, they say, we got speed right, you got to block LT. I'm like, what? Why can't Jake drop back and block him?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jonesy.
Jonesy, what's
Jonesy,
up, bro?
Jonesy, what up, man?
What's going on, big man? Man, Ryan Stone, man, y'all know. he probably seeing all the whole universe right there. But it's all good, man. My problem, and I don't hate the guy, but he made me sick because when I was working up in Baltimore, this particular guy, he's a NASCAR driver, Jeff Gordon. He could do no wrong in certain people. There's some of the coworkers that I worked around, because he was always talked about and always brought up. And, you know, he even transcended football in this particular place I worked at the time. But it's in no way in the world. My next guy I'm moving to, because I always thought we had the dude wrapped up when we played the Cowboys at the time, and that was Marion Barber. They got him. No, we don't. He's going down the damn field. He even just scored. You know what I'm saying? And he hurt us at the end of game. That's the thing. We played three quarters great, and the last quarter, bam, did this dude just get stronger and stronger and just break out, and it just seemed like we had nobody on our defense to stop this dude. But now it's a combo twin of currently of the day, and that's that Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. I don't like them, man. I'm sorry. Yep, they wear their ugly, nasty green. And I'm sorry we had to, you know, we put you through that, B-Mitch. I'm still pissed off to this day with Vinny Serrato for pretty much letting you ride up out of here and walk out of past here, only to watch you come back here and burn us up in a green, nasty outfit wearing the dirty 30. But I've always said, welcome back home, and that's, you know, forgettable. I ain't never going to say forgivable because it wasn't your fault.
Jonesy, it's a good call, buddy. We got to roll. Vinny Serrato should definitely be higher on this list. Bruce Allen.
I didn't say players. They're not the right name.
Yeah, right.
I just got a call from my buddy with Ariane Close and said he ate Grayson Allen, Troy Aikman, and Christian Laettner. I think everybody around here agrees.
Yeah, dude. People aren't going to argue with that one. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to get through as many calls as we can. It's my understanding we have an NFL owner on the line. We will definitely get to that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.